KCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to MASC's weekly radio show on Family Matters, Mothers and Fathers Aligned Saving Kids. And our number, if you want a referral or a support group, or any events in the community that you may want to have in your school, in your community, in your homes, please call MASC. Our confidential helpline number is 718-758-0400. And I'd like to let the public know that Yad Malki, MASC, in collaboration with the United Task Force, is having a workshop this Sunday with world-renowned author Richard Lavoie in assisting the struggling child at home and in the classroom. And I am honored to have on with us tonight the father of Yad Malki, Malka Bas Avram Shalom. I'd like to welcome you on, and I'd like to just ask you, Mr. Klein, why did Yad Malki join MASC in presenting this workshop this Sunday, please?
Hello, Mrs. Clapman. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for the honor of joining MASC in hosting this event this coming Sunday. Rather than get into the long details of how Yad Malki came about, which has been detailed in an interview roughly 2 years ago, I would like to simply say that what we as a family have learned from Malki's journey and our journey along with her is that things can be prevented. Children can be helped. Children can be successful, even if one is somewhat different than the other, if some children learn differently than others, if the proper intervention and the proper teaching and the proper understanding is there, then each and every child has the ability to succeed. And bringing a particular boy, which has immense experience in this field, we believe if parents listen to that early and understand it and internalize it, they will be a great help to their children and teachers to their students.
Thank you, Mr. Klein, Mrs. Klein, for partnering with us on the upcoming event. And I'd like to wish that it should be an aliyah for Malka Bas Avram Shalom's neshama. And I'd also like to share that we will all be receiving words of chizuk from the famous, world-renowned Rav speaker from Congregation Shari Tefila, North Miami Beach, Rabbi Ephraim Eliyahu Shapiro. So looking forward to greeting everybody in person. Thank you. And thank you to your Rebbetzin, Mr. Klein. And now we have with us tonight Hetty Rubel, LCSW, who has been working for 30 years in a private practice, but 26 years she has been working in a neighborhood school in Flatbush, mainstream school, that also has a resource room and works very closely with the children that have learning differences. So I would like to welcome on a dear colleague, a dear friend, and a very, very, very famous therapist, Hetty Rubel. Thank you for being on tonight with us.
Ruhama, thank you so much for that warm welcome and that really amazing introduction. I'm very happy to be here tonight because this is such an important topic that really needs to be addressed.
It's always wonderful having you on with us, Hetty. And Hetty, like I said, is in a mainstream yeshiva in Flatbush. And for 26 years, Hetty, you've been there. And I know that your school has a resource room and special education program. So that's why I really wanted to get you on tonight. You're always available for MASC. But I really want to talk about learning disabilities. I mean, Rick LaVoy, our program's going to be amazing. Anyone that is interested, just call out a helpline. We'll give you more information or just show up. But meanwhile, let's talk about the parents who get a phone call from a school that says, your little girl, your little boy in elementary, third grade, fourth grade, we think she or he may need a special program. There's so much personal stuff that starts to happen to parents when they get that call. I'd like you to please address that, Hetty.
So when parents get that call, it's almost like a personal offense that you know, in our society, the expectation is that we're all perfect and we don't need help. I think the pendulum is swinging, and I think that we've made a lot of progress. But there still is, if your child needs to be in a special program, how is this going to affect her shidduchim or his shidduchim, and how is it going to affect the rest of my family? And I must tell you that I've seen over and over again that even kids who have needed special ed, like throughout elementary school, have gotten amazing shidduchim and have gotten to college and have gotten to do everything that they would have done otherwise, but the difference is that they are more intact. The difference is that because their needs have been met and because, you know, it hasn't been secretive and squashed, and the child becomes a healthier adult. The importance of early intervention is, you know, there is no words to describe it, because the longer you leave a child who's struggling to struggle, the more damage that's getting done, the more failure they have under the belt, the more they don't feel good about themselves. Parents really, really have a hard time with this, and a lot of times in a mainstream school, parents will say, well, I don't mind if she sees the social worker, that's okay, but I don't want her to get any special education services. So a lot of times my role is to demystify parents and help them recognize the long-term consequences of not meeting your child's needs, whatever they are, whether it is because they can't focus in the classroom because of, you know, ADD, or whether there is, you know, some other emotional needs or learning needs, like such as visual processing, auditory processing. I encourage parents to at least listen to what the school has to say and explore.
So, Hetty, let's talk about, you're doing this 26 years. I'm working with you 22 years since I started MASC. And, you know, we have thousands and thousands, and I'm talking about thousands and thousands of clients that have family members with learning disabilities. And I want to talk about how the at-risk population, how they are connected to this issue of learning disabilities. How at 16, 17, 21 years old, when we do an intake with a parent that may call, they want a parent group for themselves, they want a therapist, whatever reasons, how when we ask them on the phone, when they call, from first to fourth grade, how is your child? From fourth to eighth grade, and thousands, and I'm not exaggerating, and you can agree with me, Hetty, thousands of responses are, I should have listened when they were younger, when the teachers said right. They need tutoring, they need extra assistance, they need a different kind of program like a Patach or an Ichud or a Kahal or many more newer agencies and programs that have opened since we started. I'd like you to really address that, please.
it's frustrating for me when you hear of, you know, of tragedy that happens in our community because a child was at risk and for whatever reason the tragedy happens, whether, you know, whether it's drugs or suicide or whatever it is. A lot of times you will see that, as you said, Muhammad, that there was a history behind it and that schools have said to the parents, your child is struggling. And I guess this ties in very nicely to what, you know, I was, you know, addressing before, that, you know, we don't have any problems in our family. You know, and so I guess what were you talking about is denial. And I think, you know, again, I think our community is becoming more and more open to intervention. There's more and more special ed programs out there. They're going to therapy is not nearly as stigmatized as it was years ago. At the elementary school that I'm in, the kids are lining up at my door and the principals encourage it, and the parents never say no to their child. See, rarely say no. So I think that, you know, we have come a long way, but we still have a ways to go. There are multiple instances where we have, you know, tried to address with the parent how their child is struggling, and they just don't want to provide any intervention because they feel like, you know, the school is labeling their child or they don't like the family. But really, you know, we really want every child to be successful in every way that we can, and we want to provide the supports that they need. A lot of parents don't want a special ed program attached to their name, so there are other ways of doing it. You know, you can create your own program if the school works with you. There's other, you can do tutoring, you can do P3. But the most important thing is not to let it slide and not to say, you know, she'll outgrow it, or, I mean, she may outgrow it or he may outgrow it, but at least provide intervention in the meantime to help them become, you know, a healthy individual, both self-esteem and academically and emotionally in every way possible.
I'm glad you brought up the word self-esteem. Rick LaVoy talks about his 20 tips to promote self-esteem. But I also want to ask you, what is the teacher's role with social skills? Like, at what point can they be helpful with a child that is struggling?
Okay, so when it comes to learning disabilities, some kids can have a learning disability and can have strong social skills, and other kids can have a learning disability and they struggle socially. And, you know, I'm not going to address exactly what you've asked, but I'll try to get there also. So okay. A lot of times parents will say, I don't want my child in a special ed program because they are so socially savvy that it'll destroy them. But what we're missing is a little bit of the forest through the trees. If we don't address the learning disability, that can destroy them also. So it's really, really a fine balance. And in, you know, a lot of times teachers, you know, well, my principal in particular, we will often encourage parents to, you know, get their kids intervention for social skills if they need it, because some skills can be learned, it's a work in progress, just like therapy and special ed and every other area. Teachers can be helpful by recognizing it, by talking to the parents about it, and by helping. I mean, this is what I do in school. I would pair a child with another child that's an appropriate shidduch, as opposed to, you know, teaching kids to make realistic choices when they're choosing friends. Because a lot of times what happens is that, you know, a child that's less savvy tries to pick the most popular child in the class, and then they're constantly hurt and disappointed, and even to the point of being bullied. So that's something that we do teach in school. We do mystification in terms of learning disabilities, but we also do social demystification in terms of, you know, teaching kids social skills, and helping them make good choices. Rahama, is that, you know, is that kind of... Okay.
Absolutely. But I'm glad you brought up mentoring as well. I think it's really important and that we recognize that the schools have changed over the last 22 years, that Hetty and I have seen and worked with and experienced. And we need to say thank goodness for that. And yes, there are plenty unfortunate cases in the past that have been really unfair, not fair, every way, no good results that came from schools. But Baruch Hashem, today schools are requesting more assistance, more therapists are in schools. I mean, when you, Hetty, 26 years ago started in your school, there were very few schools that allowed therapists in the school. And today,
right.
Every school wants a therapist. Really.
Right.
I would say 99.5% of the schools, the yeshivas I'm talking about, are requesting more and more therapists being involved with the student body, with staff trainings. So that's a very important thing that we need to recognize that we are moving in the right direction. And while we are moving the schools in the right direction, we want to move the parents in the right direction. And what we didn't have in our years, you know, for our children back then, at least we want to make available for the new kids that are going through the school systems now. And so what do you say about our new program that we're going to be doing, Mitch Shem, this Sunday with Rick LaVoy and the world-renowned Rabbi Shapiro from Florida? So what do you say to
First of all,
and
therapists
and teachers out there?
So Rick LaVoy has been around the block a long time, and he's absolutely brilliant. He created this video called Fat City. And very many years ago, I always used to, I would encourage parents to look it up, because what he does is he helps the community understand what it's like for a child with a learning disability to be in a mainstream class. Because, you know, as I've said before, parents just want them to kind of, you know, it doesn't matter if they fail, just let them get through the system. But the point isn't to get through the system. The point is to be a successful person, a successful individual. And, Rick LaVoy is absolutely a genius, in the work that he has done in terms of demystifying and helping, you know, helping us understand, you know, what learning disabilities are and what it's like for a child who has a learning disability. And he basically, I'll just paraphrase it very quickly and maybe whet your appetite to going on Sunday. He talks about how a child in a classroom who may have a learning disability, it sounds like Greek to them because they just don't understand what's going on. And imagine if you're looking around and seeing that everybody is understanding and getting the material, but you're not. What that does to you as a person, like I'm dumb and I'm stupid, and that's a lot of what we hear of kids, you know, how kids feel who need special ed. As professionals, we try to demystify them and help them realize that they have so many strengths. You know, academics may be difficult for them, but they are talented. A lot of kids with learning disabilities are extremely talented. In music and the arts and creativity, and what I do a lot of expressive arts with kids, and we see that over and over again, that they do have other talents. But today in mainstream schools, they don't have that. A lot of times they don't have the opportunity to shine because it's all academic. And, you know, when schools do production, or when they do, you know, special events, that's when these kids have a chance to shine. In a special ed program, we provide them with more opportunities and help them understand that they're, you know, most kids with learning disabilities have to be exceptionally bright and will be successful in life once they get through the school system. So I highly encourage everybody to come on Sunday morning, because I think he's really awesome.
Thank you. I just want to explain what the FAT City, what FAT stands for. Rick Lavoie called it that, frustration, anxiety, and tension. And that's for families that children have learning disabilities, what they struggle with, frustration, anxiety, and tension. And I recommend everybody going online and watching that video. And many others. He has Motivation Breakthrough. He has other very, very wonderful things that you can watch and look online, ricklavoie.com, and you can meet him in person on Sunday at our program. Hedy, let's talk about what does your school do with a tuned out child. They already have gone through a few years of having a learning disability. Already they're already tuning out. They don't understand. They're falling through the cracks. Like, not only your school, but you, I don't mean your school, I mean you as a professional, and you being a guidance for the resource room, the special ed program. You're a social worker, 35 years. I mean, so many kids have been through your doors, so many families. Anyone that wants to go to Hedy Rubel, feel free, call MASC 718-758-0400. We will get you to Hedy. But meanwhile, what are your suggestions usually?
So a lot of times, okay, so certainly modify, you know, if parents are unwilling to do the special ed route, then have them create their own special ed route. In other words, provide, you know, work with a school to do as much, you know, work alone with the teacher, get your private, get private tutoring, have the school modify as much as possible, because the most important thing is that tuned out child is tuned out because they feel like they're a failure. So you have to create opportunities for them to feel successful. I often encourage parents to, you know, have their kids join special programs, do, you know, to do arts and crafts or skating or other, you know, there's basketball leagues now for girls, and separate ones for boys. Like, any kind of outlet, any kind of affinity that they have that will help them feel good about themselves. And, you know, again, you know, the sad part is that if you don't have parents who are partners with you, then there's really very little you can do. You can only do what you can do. You're kind of in a fishbowl. You know, and I have found that, you know, I have worked with so many lovely, lovely families who, you know, who are partnering and who provide their kids with, you know, all kinds of intervention. And it just makes such a difference in the long run. The difference is, you know, we talk about at-risk situations later. You know, those kids that, where their needs aren't met, they're the ones, unfortunately, who gravitate towards a peer group that, you know, that cannot be the best, and can, you know, influence them, you know, and not be successful. So again, you know, parents will say, well, she's only in second grade or she's only in third grade, you know, but, you know, that's the time really for them, you know, for you to work with your child so that they will have the self-esteem and so that they'll make successful choices later on in life.
Hedy, one last topic I'd like to bring up before you go, and that is the broken home, the children from divorced family, single-parent family. They start out their day with a broken heart every morning before they even leave the school. And they may get, you know, a bit tuned out just from that alone, you know, stressors at home, even parent losing a job, a child dying young, parent, God forbid, dying young, well, Elena, whatever the reasons may be. What are your feelings about parents coming on Sunday, even if their child does not have a learning disability?
Education is empowering. There is nothing like knowing what to look for and what's out there. You know, and if, you know, if parents have the time and availability to do it, I certainly think that they should. And again, kids from the kind of families that you're describing, that, you know, the healthier the parent is in handling things, the healthier the child is going to be. You know, when kids come from a broken home and they, you know, they're constantly triangulated between the parents. And as a therapist, I've gotten, you know, they try to pull me into their battle too, you know, and try to determine who's the best parent, but that's really not my role. My role is to help your child heal. So like the answer to that is, you know, get yourself educated, know what's out there, get your own intervention because, you know, the stronger and healthier you are as either a single parent or in a difficult marital situation, the healthier your child is going to be.
Thank you, Hetty. Hetty, just in general, can you talk about the resource room and the special ed program, just what it offers so that the new parents coming in understand the benefits?
Okay. So a resource room is a pull-out program. So in other words, if a child is struggling in an area, they are either pulled out either by a private tutor or a P3 that's funded by the Board of Ed or by the resource room. And then they go back to class for the rest of the day. A self-contained program is a program where you're in special ed all day, and when you become proficient in a certain area, and most special ed programs operate this way, where the goal is not to stay in special ed. The goal is for you to be mainstreamed again, but to learn the skills that you need. So again, it depends on, you know, the level of the disability. If a child can be sustained and helped in a resource room, then, you know, then the goal is not to go into special ed. But if a child needs more than that and the resource room is just not cutting it in terms of helping the child to be successful and to pass, then at that point, you know, the child needs, you know, a different kind of setting, which could be a special ed setting. With, you know, again, once you're in a special ed setting, as soon as a child becomes proficient, we try to mainstream kids as soon as possible. In either Lima de Kodesh or in English, whatever area, you know, if a child starts, you know, is successful in math, let's say, then they'll go back into the mainstream program. And the goal is not for them to stay in special ed forever, but just to get the skills that they need so that they can, you know, so they can be successful in a mainstream class. And resource room, you know, operates a little, as I said, is a pull-out program where you know, you're not in special ed. You're getting the help that you need, but it's a little less restrictive. Any questions about that?
No. Thank you very much, Hetty. It's always wonderful having you on. And I just want to say that anyone interested, again, in speaking with Hetty, feel free to call the MASC helpline, 718-758-0400. And we are making it a free program this Sunday, and with a boxed lunch. So if you can, come join us, Rick Lavoie, this Sunday, 9 a.m., we are starting sharp. Doors open 8:30 to register, and 9 a.m., he is starting very sharp. So thank you very, very much, Hetty, for being on and always coming on. Thank you.
And, Ruhama, thank you for having me and for the amazing work that you do for all of Klal Yisrael.
Thank you. Thank you, of course, Hetty. You know I do not do this alone. I have a wonderful staff. And so I thank them as well, Yashkoach to them. And I want to wish everybody a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. Thank you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you Sunday morning. Thank you, and have a good night.
Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW.